Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Jeremy Kahn from The Morning Show in Baltimore, The Fan, our sister station. Jeremy, what the heck happened with Deontay Johnson?
Man, I was waiting for the setup to be able to say this would be a good time for the Ravens to have traded for a wide receiver. I don't know, maybe somebody to go up against his former team. I mean, you guys saw him in Pittsburgh, and even in Carolina, you're looking at it. There's still talent there. The couple of times he got in for the Ravens, he kept falling down, which I didn't understand. But, you know, they asked him to go in a game, and he declined. And that's not going to – I know that's not going to fly in Pittsburgh. It's definitely not going to fly down here in Baltimore. Like, people can say what they want about John Harbaugh. He will shove your ass into his dog cage, and you'll be there, that doghouse. You'll be locked in there, and you won't see the field again. And they've been biding their time trying to make things work. But, I mean, they're still hoping. The only reason they're holding on to him is if somebody signs him next year and they get some back-end pick or something.
Mm. I mean, were there any rumors, Jeremy, that, like, Lamar soured on him? Was it just understood that the whole team was like, well, if this guy isn't going in the game, then screw him?
I don't think Lamar soured on him. Actually, he had been spending more time with him and working out. The odd thing is, when you thought about him coming to this team, it's like, okay, who's he going to replace? You're going, oh, he's definitely going to take snaps from Nelson Aguilar. Aguilar had him move in with him as soon as he got here, so he was living with him. There seemed to be some camaraderie between the wide receivers. But, you know, when they traded for him, they already had the number one offense in the league at that point in time. I know Lamar made a quote and said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But I don't think that was necessarily thrown at Deontay Johnson. It's just like, I understand you're going to have to work your way in here. And maybe this was more of just kind of a backup option in case anything went wrong.
On that note, so Aguilar is in concussion protocol still. And Rashad Bateman, who had a big game last week against the Giants, his foot was in a boot. So are either one of those guys going to play, Jeremy?
I don't think Aguilar's playing. But again, you know, you can get surprised every now and then. I think with his hamstring injury, he misses. That's why it would be a really great week to have Deontay Johnson. But when you look at it, I think with Rashad Bateman, they were trying to say it was precautionary, but he's kind of had foot issues since coming into the NFL. You know, he's had a broken foot, had some other issues where it kept him out for a while. This was supposed to be precautionary. I think he does play, but I don't know if it limits him at all.
Jeremy, this is one I'm really interested to ask you because, you know, we had Jerry Sandusky on, obviously, talking about, like, just the view from Baltimore last time. And we hadn't seen Lamar play the game that he ended up playing that day, which wasn't his receivers dropping passes. It was him really not being good and just being one of the major reasons Baltimore lost. What is the view down there on how he just cannot seem to figure out the Steelers when he is playing them? Is there confidence in him right now in Baltimore? Like, what is the fan temperature there about how they think Lamar is going to perform in this game?
Yeah, I don't think there's concern with Lamar going up against the Steelers. I mean, we had so much conversation this morning on our show about Do the Steelers have his number? We kind of took offense, but we're a little upset at some of the quotes we heard from like Dan Orlovsky saying that Lamar's shaken and he's scared. Like, nobody's scared in the NFL. Yeah, there are other people you respect, but the Steelers, if you look at it statistically, have done the best job against him. I think this is a different Lamar this year, and he didn't do a great job of showing it in Pittsburgh. I think he shows it this weekend. But they also had a lot of goofy things happen. I mean, that's one of the craziest interceptions I think I've ever seen that happened. And Lamar's had three picks the whole year, and they bounced off of players' hands, or that one, if you want to include that one in there. But I just think that that's a guy that they don't ever get concerned with. And it's funny with Lamar because people here will bash him and go after him, but they don't like when people from outside of Baltimore bash him. So then they'll defend him then.
Oh, don't worry. We deal with that with Penn State. Their fans are the same exact way with us. All right, Jeremy Kahn from Baltimore. How about this one? We know Patrick Queen had a monster game against the Ravens in the first matchup. Roquan Smith has been an all-pro. Is he a guy that is still an elite player without Patrick Queen?
Well, I think we would say it the other way around. Is Patrick Queen an elite player without him? I mean,
now we know what your long snapper thinks of him.
No, he's not. He has not had that kind of season. But his best game was against the Ravens.
Yeah,
and I think Roquan has not played well against the Steelers lately.
Well, Roquan. So it's funny that people were talking about Roquan's weight at the beginning of the year, and it's so funny when you're talking about, especially not offensive linemen or the big guys in the middle in the defense. But these guys are in great shape, and you got people calling in saying, that guy looks like he gained 20 pounds in the offseason and not the good 20, you know? He was a little slower. We've seen signs of that life and where you see him. He's a great leader out there. The defense has played better over the past 4 weeks, you know, kind of including that Steelers game in there. So, I mean, if they can figure out Justin Tucker, this might be a Super Bowl contending team. But when it comes down to it, though, I just think with Patrick Queen, I think PFF had him graded out at like the 59th best linebacker or 54th coming into this game, which is kind of crazy. But you see when he's inspired, he plays his ass off. I mean, he was over there hitting everybody. It looked like the Patrick Queen we saw when Roquan got here.
What is the weak link for the Ravens right now? What's the Achilles heel of this team, Jeremy?
I mean, it's easy enough to say Justin Tucker. I don't know how you go from being the greatest kicker of all time and a guy that we used to joke about that, hey, why don't you just move the post in for Tucker, and I bet he still makes it, and now have no idea if an extra point's going to go in, if a 40-yard field goal, or if you get to midfield and have a shot, do you take your chance with a Hail Mary? Or are they going to go for it on fourth down all the time now? We still have to be – all that has to be seen because it was very bad in the first half. I would look at that and say that's their Achilles heel, and even though the offensive line's played better, I still think it's a bit of a concern. Last time, if you look at all the times Lamar has played – the Steelers, I mean, he's been sacked so many times. And I know some of them are his fault, but if the offensive line's not there and you guys are getting to the quarterback, it could be a long day.
Is the pass defense, last one, because no George Pickens, is the pass defense there improving the way it has? Is it just a byproduct of who they've been playing, or is it, hey, they've really gotten a ton better?
Well, I think getting rid of Marcus Williams and Eddie Jackson out of there, because neither one of those guys looked like they wanted to play out there. And then they put our Darius Washington back at safety. They've kind of moved Kyle Hamilton outside of the box now, so he's playing a little bit deeper on the field, and he's a Swiss Army knife. You can pretty much do whatever you want with him. Does remind me a lot of Polamalu, actually, in the style that they play. Oh. But with that being said, I mean, he's big. He's like 6'4", so you have this huge safety back there that can do all these different things. But, yeah, I would say that the secondary has been better. We're still waiting for Brandon Stevens to turn his head around. He can stay and run right with anybody, but he can't turn his head around. And I think Marlon Humphrey's grading out well. So, yeah, the secondary has been good. Their rookie cornerback, Wiggins, is grading out really well, so they have high hopes for him, but he's not on the field all the time. So I think those are things you look at, and it's one of the reasons why I really like the Ravens tomorrow. I think Pickens being out is going to hurt with the fact that I don't know how you guys are going to push this ball downfield, and I don't think the Steelers are running on the Ravens.
I agree. All right. Jeremy Kahn, Baltimore, with the view from the other side. Thank you, Jeremy.
Anytime, guys.